Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good. It's cold and damp today, though.
And you're wearing flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yeah.
With no socks.
Yeah. Why? What's the problem?
Because it's cold and damp.
I'm holding out for warmer weather, man.
Winter coat on, hat on, flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yeah. Yeah.
Just doesn't. Where's the shorts? Did
I
have shorts?
You know, I really thought about the shorts, and I really did. And I got up and I just said, hey, Google, what's the temperature outside? And she answered, and I went, oh, well, really, probably not short weather then. So I just put the flip-flops on instead.
So you ask Google instead of listening to AM 980, listening to the weather forecast in the morning?
When I first get up in the morning, yeah, I just you know, say, good morning, Google, and it spits out my daily routine.
See, I get up to the sound of the...
running water?
Announcers on
your bathtub,
AM
980. Your bathtub water?
No. That's AM 980 wakes me up in the morning.
Is that? Is that yep. You have a clock radio?
Yes, I do. I have a clock radio. A Bose clock radio.
So, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, well, anyways, we'll talk a little more about that.
All right.
But we're going to head to the phone lines, and we have Bill on the line. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, good morning, lads.
Morning.
I have a gas dryer, so I have a question with regards to the venting of the dryer. Currently, it sits in the basement. It's going outside, but the vent is directly in our patio sitting area. And I'm wondering, what's the distance I could run the venting to have it directed somewhere else? Is there a maximum? Is there a minimum sort of thing with that?
There is, and it depends on the dryer. So you may have to put in your model number into Google. Steve was just talking about and pull up the owner's manual. Normally, yeah. It's 20, maybe max 25 feet that you can go.
Smooth piping, though. Smooth aluminum piping if it's gas, though. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So coming out from the dryer, 20 feet from that point.
That's right. And Every elbow is like 5 feet.
Oh.
So You got an elbow in the bottom, like coming out, and now you're going to go up. That's 5 feet. Now start measure it, and then you turn again. So the elbows are not just like they're a foot, let's say.
But 45s or less, right?
Right.
Yeah,
45 elbows will be less than a 90.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that gives me something to go on. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheers.
Those go back to your appliance days. Gotta like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still a certified appliance technician.
Do you own tools?
I do own
tools. Okay.
I got two sets of tools, one in the house, one in the garage.
Yeah.
And I always, the screwdriver I want is not in the place that I want it. So
of course.
I'm always working in the house and, it's out in the garage. I got
to
go out there.
Did you just tell a listener to go on Google?
I did.
not listen to the announcers on AM 980?
Well, if he gave me the model number, I could probably pull up the manual and read page 38 of the manual.
I'm sure Stubbsy could have answered that question, right?
Yeah. He would have done exactly like I said, but he would have said, call Peter Inch and
All right.
But yeah, no, but it's like I do that now even on furnaces. Somebody will, I'll pull the model up and put it in and pull the manual up and read the manual. They have come a long way.
Yeah, they have.
Where that stuff's online
it's true.
Now.
Yes.
So, not get the weather from Google.
Well, I looked outside and looked miserable. I could have opened the window and got the same answer, but I thought Google could give it to me faster.
Don't you have a dog?
No, Lexi has two dogs.
Well, but don't you let the dog out in the morning? That's when I really tell the weather. I let the dog out and go, ooh, that's cold.
Sorry, Lexi lets the dogs out.
Well, maybe.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Lexi did, yes.
Maybe you should help her with that.
Right. Okay. I allow the dogs to live in my home. How's that?
Well, we're 760 people following.
We're
going to
get off the topic.
On Facebook.
Yes, we are. Okay. All right, good.
Up four. We are the 2-time Consumer's Choice Award winner.
I interrupted your whole diatribe,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, you know, you did. And I just noticed that, you know, we're getting close to the...
Oh, the break time, and you haven't got your typical thing written off yet. Okay.
I haven't. So
give me a moment. Okay, here we go.
You are listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone.
That's what you felt like today when you got up? Didn't feel like doing anything?
No, I didn't pick the music. You did.
I knew it was going to be a dreary day.
Oh, is that right?
But, you know, you still got to guess the theme.
The theme, is what you do in a typical day?
No, I think this is going to be a difficult one, so I'll maybe give you a lot of leeway.
A lot of leeway. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, we should mention that the Community Votes London.
Already done. Voted.
You can go in and nominate us in the four categories. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll find the link there and can click on it, and they pop up, and you just nominate.
Yeah.
And you can do that every 24 hours.
Yes. So the whole nomination process just nominates a company, and then...
When they get to the top nominated companies, then it goes to a vote at that
point.
Got
it. Okay. So,
I also want to thank the London Convention Center. I received an award on Wednesday.
Did you?
The Ambassador Award. See, some people appreciate me, Steve. You know, so the Ambassador Award from the London Convention Center, and it was a lovely night.
Was it?
Yeah, was very, very well done. There was, don't quote me, 6 or 7 people that received it.
Oh, nice. And so what did you eat?
Well, what did I eat? They had a lovely, seafood platter.
Yeah.
So I ate. Just the little bit of the salmon.
Oh, just a little. Yeah. Nothing green. Didn't eat anything green.
No. Then I grabbed a bun to help me out there. And then they had a beautiful, it just fell off the bone, ribs and beef.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Wow, okay.
And then they had ice cream.
There you go. That finished it right off.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Good. I worked last night, and I told them I would give them a shout out because they listened to us, and she said, when she opened the door, she said, "Steve, you're the star of the show," and I went, "I have to give you a shout out for that because that was awesome." So I just want to give a shout out to Dominique and Steven. I saw them last night. Their furnace is intermittent heat, and I gave them a quote. They gave them a quote for a furnace and a furnace with a heat pump. So.
You're the star of the show.
That's what she said.
So yeah. I should just kind of exit out that door right now, and we'll see how you do.
I just want to say thank you, Dominique. That was really that really put a smile on my face when I walked in the door. I thought, okay, here I am.
Yep, the star of the show. Juan and I, we're just here doing nothing today. You know, that's the way it is.
I thought I was the star of the show. What are you doing?
You know what, Juan? Nothing happens without you, man. So nothing.
It will happen. It will happen. I'm kidding. You guys are the stars. I'm the star of my own house. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Well, we appreciate you very much for listening, and we appreciate you very much for having Steve out.
Yes, so, absolutely. That's what I said to her. I said, I don't know about that, Dominique, but thank you for listening. Yes.
Well, and the other star of the show today is Vanessa.
Yes.
Because Vanessa gave me a 2.5-page list.
Of questions?
Of stuff we need to tell the listeners to check.
All right.
Before you call in and say, I have no heat. Because we got a lot of calls this week.
We did.
People that
once it was furnace time, right? Yeah, always.
I'm going to read what she wants you to check, and you can explain each one of why, because you're the star of the show. Oh. So, yeah. So the first one was, have you checked your wall switch and or breaker?
So your furnace works on electricity, and sometimes there's a furnace switch, and that furnace switch is typically is always connected to a breaker on the panel because the furnace is a dedicated circuit. So sometimes if the wall switch is, you know, around the same height as maybe a light switch, then sometimes you can actually turn your furnace off and not even realize it because you hit the switch on the way out or for inadvertently someone else turned it off. So we just like people to check the switch, make sure it's in the on position, and then if it's on, it doesn't hurt just to go over to the breaker panel, and your breaker panel will say furnace, and then just make sure they may trip for whatever reason. Just make sure that's all the way into the on position.
And we had one of those yesterday that a contractor had turned it off, obviously, at the breaker.
And forgot to turn it back on again. Yeah.
Now, this next one, we had two that were no heats were caused by this.
Okay.
Have you recently replaced your filter?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, so we talk a lot about this in the air conditioning season or the cooling season, and we talk about it in the heating season. If your filter is plugged or really dirty, a couple things might happen. One is if there's a sensor inside your furnace, and if your furnace can't get rid of the heat created by your heat exchanger, there's a sensor in there to say something's wrong and it's overheating and I'm going to shut off. And it's a safety, and you need to have that, and it's important that those safeties work. So if your filter's plugged, no airflow, furnace overheats, that safety will shut it off. So like, it's important for your air conditioner. It's also important for your furnace. The other unfortunate thing is if that happens too often, you're going to crack your heat exchanger. If you crack a heat exchanger, you're going to either have to replace it or you may have to replace the furnace because there might not be a heat exchanger available for you. That's how important filters are to your system.
So her net says, and Vanessa says, this asks some of these important questions to help troubleshoot
right
before we send out a technician.
Right.
So these are things she would ask.
Well, because people get pretty angry if our technician goes in, we charge you $109, he goes down and flips the switch on and walks out the door. Yeah. Right? Yes.
The batteries need to be replaced in the thermostat? So how would you know that?
Well, most thermostats tell you on the screen that it'll say low battery or battery low. The new thermostats today don't necessarily have batteries, so don't be pulling them off the wall trying to find one. But they're also connected to the furnace. If your thermostat's got a blank screen, your furnace, the power in your furnace is probably off because that's where it's drawing its power from. So keep that in mind. If you walk up and your screen is completely blank, you may just want to go down and check the power on the furnace first. But if you have an older thermostat, it may have batteries. You should always change them once a year, just like you would do in a smoke or carbon monoxide detector, that ones that have battery backup. But please keep that in mind. The screen should tell you that the battery is low.
Next one, is there anything blocking the vent outside?
Right. So now that we are in the fall and leaves are falling, sometimes, or you're raking or whatever, sometimes if the vent outside can't get either air into it or exhaust the proper amount of air out of it, there's a pressure sensor inside your furnace, and it has to understand that there's air flowing in and out of the combustion chamber. So in that vent, if it can't push or pull air, it's not going to light. It's just going to trip off on a fault code. It's a safety feature again, and it's just not going to turn on. So you have to make sure those vents are clear of leaves, of bushes, of whatever. So
bags of leaves.
Bags of leaves.
Just maybe packing them.
Maybe you put your Halloween inflatable too close to it, and it everything's fine during the day, but at night when it inflates, all of a sudden your furnace doesn't work. Those types of things, yeah. Right? Yeah.
When was the last time you had a maintenance performed on your system? Why is that important?
Well, I just like the oil in your car, if you don't do a proper maintenance on your furnace, we recommend annually. There's possibility something internally has gone wrong. Could be something like a capacitor for the motor, or could be just the drain got kind of clogged up and the water's not leaving the furnace properly. Could be a number of things. We check all that to make sure that the furnace is going to operate good. It's going to operate correctly for you for this upcoming season. We check all those things. So if we see a capacitor which is running low, then we are going to just make recommendations and say, this capacitor is a little bit low. Where our recommendation is to change it so you don't have a no heat in the middle of the winter.
And Vanessa has reminder to call Vanessa to get your maintenance book to head off any of these concerns, smiley face.
That's right. So if you haven't got your maintenance done yet, it's important that you get it arranged. So please call us, speak to Vanessa. She's the nice one on the phone when she answers. I'm talking about myself, not you. Vanessa answers 90% of the phone calls at her office, and sometimes I answer. She'll walk you through the correct maintenance plan, and she'll get you all set up and get a technician out there to perform the maintenance correctly.
And what if you're smelling something or noises? Like, just ignore it?
Well, I say this a lot to people. You know all the different sounds in your house, and when you start hearing a different sound from either an appliance or from your furnace or your air conditioner or whatever, it's time to get it checked out. It's making a different sound for a reason, and so better to be safe than sorry in that instance. And same thing with smells. Now, sometimes when your furnace turns on for the very first time, you might get that burnt dust smell. But if that persists, you should call because we need to come out and have a look at things.
And is it important, like Vanessa may ask you, do you have backup source of heat? Why is that important?
Well, so if, for instance, let's say you have a motor or a venter motor or a heat exchanger failure, but you're going to replace your heat exchanger, that furnace can't be operated until that part comes in. So this time of year now, because you've waited to have it looked at, the furnace can't operate, so they're going to shut it down until the part comes in. Some heat exchangers take a month. It just depends. Other parts, most parts we can get same day. Some parts we can't. Some parts we have to won't arrive for 2 days, 3 days, a week. So while you're waiting for that part to arrive so we can repair your equipment, you're going to need another source of heat. So small little micro heaters, little electric fireplaces, not your gas stove. Don't turn your gas stove on. That's dangerous. If you've got a fireplace, great. But those little portable heaters are great.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, and we will be right back.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm.
Your favorite singer?
Yeah, Taylor. Yeah.
You know her now.
Yeah,
now
I do. You know.
You started listening to her?
I'm actually watching the Chiefs games.
Oh, are you? And she's always up in the box.
Yeah.
So any thought on
I think I've got it. Okay. You've decided to play decent music. That's the theme of today.
No.
Okay.
But no, we'll give you one more.
Okay.
One more.
All right.
So there was, like in cars, you will get a check engine light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get that in a furnace?
Well, no. You can, if you have a newer thermostat, you can tell the thermostat to remind you. So you can set parameters on your thermostat to remind you to change your filter, change your humidifier, get your annual maintenance, all that stuff. They're all in those thermostats, and And if you have it connected to your Wi-Fi, or like if you have that app on your phone, it'll send it right to your phone. It'll pull you up and just say, "Hey, you need to change your filter," or it's time for your annual service. So there are things like that, but your furnace isn't going to give you a warning.
Won't give you an F2 or an F4.
The warning is it just won't turn on. That's the warning. But so use those features in your thermostat. If you have a smarter thermostat, just enable those features and take advantage of them. Because, listen, we all have busy lives, and time passes very quickly these days. So just put it in as a reminder. And if you sign up with us on our one of our maintenance plans, like, we will book you a year ahead. So it's already in the system for us to come out and do that for you. So we'll make it easier for you. Just sign up with one of our maintenance plans.
And if it does break down, what is the cost to get us out?
We have a diagnostic fee of $109 to get to your door.
And if it's on the weekend or after hours, $149.
There you go.
So again, preventative maintenance prevents you from having to pay those amounts. And
yes.
You know, we would rather you not. I mean, it's Monday. The phone was just ringing off the wall because we had a cold weekend and it's damp and my furnace isn't working. Get out here. And
right.
We would rather prevent breakdowns
than maintenance.
Go out and find out what broke down.
Proactive instead of reactive, right? Yeah. I knew that my furnace was going to turn on because I had the maintenance done in August. So once I just turned the thermostat, or I'm sorry, Lexi turned the thermostat over to heat, and you know that the furnace fires up right away because it's all ready.
Have you got the cover on the air conditioner yet?
I'm going to put it on, actually, yes. I'm going to turn the breaker off just because mine's not a smarter unit.
So again, if you have any questions, give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255, just like Bill did.
Yeah.
At the top of the show, give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer it.
Even appliance questions, right? Apparently.
Well, hang on.
Well, you said, didn't he say that I'm a licensed technician?
I think I heard that.
Yeah, yeah, so did I. Yeah. Yeah. So what
with
are you saying?
The tools and the staff, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, my licensed technician is dryer start, washer start, dishwasher start.
Okay.
My dishwasher's running right now.
Is it?
Yep. This is a lower electricity rate.
So mine is not, yeah. And my daughter's apparently having some friends over tonight, so yeah. So,
so where are you going?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Someplace.
You want to come over and help me rake?
No. My curling season started this past week. Yeah.
You need some practice.
My shoulders just aren't quite recovered yet. And I'm walking fine because that was good. But I still have this knot in my shoulder that I need to get fixed. But yeah.
Did you win?
Won both games. I'm 2-0.
2-0.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm 0-1.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to be 2-0, actually. Yeah.
So we're going to head to the phone lines. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Ina. Just wanted to ask about humidifiers. I have difficulty just pouring the water in, so I was just wondering how much water should you pour into the humidifier in order to work it properly?
Now, is this a floor-style humidifier?
I haven't bought one yet, but I'm just thinking of getting a small one, you know, just to humidify the air during the wintertime.
Right. So, I mean, if you're looking for like a little ultrasonic mister or something, you can get the ones that I think they hold 1 or 2 liters. And you can, the best place to put it's probably in your bedroom because when you sleep, that's where you're going to want some moisture just so you don't get any nosebleeds or anything. But you can go to one of the big box stores and pick one of those up.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we're going to head right to Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi. I bought a furnace and fireplace from you people number 15 years ago. The fireplace I'm having a problem now with. when I go to switch the on-off switch to make the gas fireplace come on in the living room, it's not coming on. No, I leave the pilot light on all year round. I never turn the pilot light off.
That's good.
Now, it takes me 4 tries of on-off, on-off, and then it finally comes on. It ignites.
And is it a wall switch, or is the on and off switch on the fireplace?
On the fireplace. Okay. Never had a problem with it. Works, and it works good when the pilot light ignites it.
Yeah.
I got you guys coming out in about 3 or 4 weeks. I got a service call. You guys come every year.
Yeah.
But I've never had this serviced. A couple times I have by you people, but...
Yeah, the first...
Any suggestions? Do you think it's just the switch?
It very well could be,
yeah.
You know, because once you tell me it comes on and works fine...
Yeah, no problem with it.
Yeah, if you said, you know, the flame didn't look right when you turned it on, I would think there could be a log out of placement.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking more like the switch is the problem with that.
Okay.
Or the wiring from the switch, the contact at the back, yep.
Like, I just use it once in a while, like this time of year, I click it on, and it's in the living room, and I never had a problem. Always works good. I can adjust the flame on it, you know, and all of a sudden, takes me about 4 tries of on-off. I don't do it real quick. I do it slow. So on-off, wait, I pause, try it again. So about the 4th time, it'll finally ignite it. But maybe one of your guys will figure it out when they come.
They will for sure, because they'll turn it on, and if it doesn't, night, they'll check for continuity to see if the switch is closing, and then if it isn't, they'll probably see them wiggle it a little bit with their finger, and if it at night, then we're looking at that switch.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've had you guys service my furnace every year, so
I'm appreciate
here in
St.
Thomas.
And, thank you.
Never had a problem.
Perfect.
The guy comes, the service guy's super great. And anyways, I'll see you in about a month.
All right.
4 weeks, he's coming. Thanks.
Okay, all right, thank
thanks,
you.
Paul. Yeah, that definitely can be an issue.
Yep. Sometimes the switch, sometimes the wire, sometimes the contact at the back.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, 15 years old.
It's not bad, actually. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fireplaces don't last as long as furnaces and air conditioners. That's just because they aren't built as heavy duty as those units are.
Yeah.
So, well, that was great. 3 phone calls today, Steve.
Wow.
Maybe it's because we gave out the phone number.
That you know, that helps people. Yeah.
So just before we go to a break, that phone number is 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be, but baby,
come on, Steve. I've been 3 songs.
3 good songs, I might add. So, yeah, thank you for that anyways.
Just nothing?
Relaxing. Okay. Relaxing weekend.
Songs with a great beat, or you can get moving and singing too. So there you go. But we're going to head right to the phones. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
I've
got a question for you. I have a fireplace. I have a service area, a gas fireplace. It's in the basement in a home theater room. And I have a remote. I can turn it on and off. Or I can do it by thermostat, whatever I want. But what happens, it happened at the end of last year, and I thought I'll wait till I just shut it down. I'll get it set out this year. But what's happening is when I turn it on, it comes on no problem. Pilot light's on all the time. Turn it on, it comes on for about 15 minutes, and then it just shuts off. So I got to start the pilot again and then go through the same thing. And I've noticed on the glass on the inside, I got like a black soot. I'm just wondering what would cause that.
So the fireplace is shutting off on a safety device?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And the black that you're seeing is what we call carbon.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never see that on a fireplace. So,
okay. So what's the issue then? Like, is it just a mixture of gas to air, or is the blockage, or what would it be?
Could be the vent outside. It could be that. Have you done anything with the logs inside of it?
Nope, they're right where they, according to the manual, they're all in the right spot.
Yeah, it
Could be a crack burner.
Yep.
It could be the venting. There could be a lot of things that will cause that, but all of them are not good.
I certainly wouldn't be running it. I would turn it off and wait for a technician to get there and have a look at it.
Okay. And are burners expensive for those things that
are not? How old is the fireplace?
It's a Napoleon. It's about 7 years old.
Okay. No, it shouldn't be. They
should have that part, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I was asking the age. Sometimes we had one that was a 20-year-old fireplace that we couldn't get the parts for.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to call it that. Thanks very much, guys. Okay.
You're welcome. No thanks. Problem. Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, black soot is never a good thing to see.
Right. Yeah. We're going to go to Zaneer Muhammad. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have when I use my air condition, my center air condition, the basement normally become colder than the main floor, and the upper floor hotter than the main floor. The temperature is not distributed in the right way.
Right. So sometimes that has to do with not having any cold air returns on the lower level. So if there's no cold air returns in the lower level, that's where the cold air migrates, because cold air falls, hot air rises. So if there's no way for the furnace to extract that cooler air out of the lower level and bring it back upstairs, it's always going to be that way, just because cold air always falls. So it's looking to find the lowest place in the house. So if you have a cold air return downstairs, you could just try turning your furnace fan on, and it should even the temperatures out. But you're going to need to have a cold air return down in the lower level for sure.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
And the other thing, he could run that fan.
I did mention that. Yeah,
did you mention that?
I mentioned that. Run the fan circulation. Yeah. I did.
So you're saying I wasn't paying attention?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now, I'm trying, trying to run things here.
You've been busy on the phone.
Yeah, we're going to get Paul's on the line. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, I have another question. I talked to you a few minutes ago. Anyways, in 2009, you people put the furnace in and the fireplace, and put a tank with water heater in.
Yep.
So last year when your technician came, he found a couple little pit holes in the tubing in the hot water tank, a tankless water heater. It's on the wall. Now, he was able to solder them and fix it. My concern is now, because I'm retired, if we go away for the winter, is this solder going to hold?
Now, did he solder it on the water pipe?
The inside the tank, the unit itself, he had to solder it. There's some copper piping run through there.
Okay,
so my concern is, because it's 15 years old, is it going to start to leak when I'm away?
Well, and so my recommendation would be, there is valves that can be turned off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that you can shut the water off that no water goes into that unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would recommend.
If you're going to be away, Paul, I would probably just turn the power off to it and then close the valves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got a valve. He put valves on it for me.
Better safe than sorry. Always.
Charlie, if we get any more questions for you.
Well, and I was going to say, the reason, unplug it, we say that, is if you get some power outages, you can get a spike that will go through sometimes and burn electronics. So if you're not going to be there, we'd say unplug it at the same time.
Okay, they're coming here. They were supposed to come this week, but it got rescheduled to next month, my service for the year.
Yeah.
I guess they were really busy, you guys, and they had a lot of people with no heat coming on the furnaces. So
we did, yes.
I said, I'm retired, so I'm no problem. They rescheduled it for November. So
we thank you for that, your patience on that, Paul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paul from St. Thomas, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and that's the challenge that, We get this time of year. It's when people flip those on and they don't work. They call them pretty quickly.
Yeah, they sure do.
Maybe tying in a little bit about that. This question came in, said, my furnace is 20 years old.
Right.
I've been told by another company that they cannot get the part. what is the life expectancy of a furnace?
So on and today, I mean, we're better than refrigerators. I mean, your average life expectancy for a furnace or HVAC equipment, these are 12 to 15 years. So, and that really depends on you and how well you treat your equipment. So if you ignore your equipment and don't have any maintenance on it, it's probably not going to reward you with a long life, because they're very there's a lot going on in a furnace today. Everything has a computer board in it. All heat pumps, air conditioners typically these days have computer boards in them. So things are a little more complicated. So you really need to get that stuff looked at. And if you give it a good life and maintain it regularly, it's going to last longer. Just, you know, like, you know that because of your automobiles. You treat your cars really well, and they last a long time. So, yeah.
You really want to talk about automobiles right now.
Yeah, typically. You remember that old Ford Torino you used to drive?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right? Huh? Yeah. Or your Fiero.
My Fiero.
Caught
on fire twice.
Yeah.
But it was a good car.
Yeah. What was your blue Trans Am?
Camaro Z28, 1980.
Me, yes, yeah.
It's a blue.
The blue light when you hammered the gas pedal and he was going Mach 10.
Open.
Yeah. Running from the police.
Yeah, and the K car. You never brought up the K car.
No.
I had $1 million. That's the only reason I had a K car. I thought
let's be honest. That Ford Torino that you had, you actually got more money for it than you purchased it for, because you cleaned it all up, right?
It looked beautiful.
It did, yeah.
And a little rubbing compound and wax. Maybe that's where the Peter Inch air conditioning wax came from.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it.
Such a good job.
Yeah.
Another question that came in says, do you sell humidifier pads over the counter?
Yes, we do. We just need to know what the humidifier is. We had a customer call us, and then we really didn't. So he brought the pad in, and even when he brought the pad in, I looked at it and said, well, that's a strange size. So I measured it and said, we'll call you once we find it. And then I sourced it out. I found the right pad, and then I gave that to Vanessa, and I think she gave it to you to order. But they're, without seeing it, all I did was measure it, because I took it out back and put it against the pads we carry typically, and it didn't match up. So then I went to work on the computer and sourced it out.
Google?
actually, yes. Well, Google helped me, but then I went to, you know, our trades like Carrier or Johnstone, and I sourced it out there. Yeah.
So you did part of my job.
I did part of your
Thank
job,
you.
Yes.
I appreciate
so
that.
All you came in, all the part number, everything was right there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life was great.
And the customer
I'm not needed anymore.
And the customer didn't want to go through this, so he wanted you to order like six of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Yeah. So, and they came in, I think, within 48 hours we had them in.
Perfect.
So. I'm just moving into a new home and would like to come. I would like to have you come out and check over the furnace, air conditioner, and fireplace. Is this something your team does?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We could come out and look at that.
And they're probably about 3 hours because it's an hour per piece
that
we would be looking at. So,
but at least you'll get a good medical assessment done of your equipment, and they'll be able to tell you if it needs anything or if it's good to go.
Well, and we want to thank everybody who called in today. That's why we're here Saturday mornings. We'd love to hear from our listeners and customers and call in with your questions.
Absolutely.
And we're more than happy to help. And, you know, Steve's the star of the show, as we heard earlier, so we really appreciate
That was Dominique's comment, so thank you, Dominique, if you're still listening. Yeah.
So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. We're always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hitting the podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even.
Hi, Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.